Hello, everybody, and welcome to Berkshire, the University Scheme Conference. We are here. We are recording Craftcast. Chaps, here we are at Sindelsham Masonic Centre for the 2024 University Scheme Conference. We've all had quite a busy day, haven't we?
Certainly have.
Well, yeah, some of us more than others.
some of us have been far more busy than others, I think.
I'm not looking at anyone in particular, Brother Steve. we've been very busy. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good conversation. James, what's been your highlight of the event so far?
Lunch was pretty good.
Lunch?
But on a serious note,
Did you have some pizza?
But it was vegan pizza. And I've got nothing against the vegan community, obviously, but...
I had pepperoni. That's not very vegan.
It is if the pepperoni is vegan pepperoni.
And vegan cheese. It crept up on me. It lied to me.
It didn't take...
Well, that's the that's the magic of the vegan pepperoni.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, I think the thing that I took away most of all was the piece we did before lunch around...
Say pizza again, sorry.
The pizza before lunch.
The pizza, sorry.
About migration, which is this idea of when a student has been initiated into a university scheme lodge, they may spend 2, 3, 4, 5 years in that lodge.
Mm.
And of course, then naturally they graduate. What do they do then? They move back to their hometown. They move to another city for work. They may even move to another country, either to go home or to get a job overseas. What does that look like? What do we do as an organisation to support the seamless transition from their mother lodge into the lodge in the town where they're now going to be living?
It might be useful for those of you listening that aren't Freemasons. Stephen, what is the university scheme?
So it's a UGLE initiative, for starters. But of course, we also cooperate with the university schemes of the Women's Grand Lodges as well.
Mm.
And we work together on most of our projects. The university scheme is a collection of lodges that was set up to enhance student Freemasonry and to support students joining Freemasonry. And I think just in general, really a whole concept to make it more attractive and more importantly, more accessible to students. Mm. Because there are certain things about lodge that can sometimes make it inaccessible for a student.
So, James, you're a member of University Scheme Lodge.
I am, yes. It's not my mother lodge.
No.
I came in through the more traditional route, but yes.
Well, I'll ask you both a question because I'm not a member of the University Scheme Lodge. And I know you're both members of non-university scheme lodges. So what is the difference between what happens in your university scheme lodge and what happens in your non-university scheme lodge?
Do you want to go first?
Yep. I mean, there's a few basic things just aside from the mentality of it, which is the cost is lower. The lodge normally works quite hard on making sure that through various reasons the cost is lower, both in time and in money. So often they'll meet less times a year. Instead of 8 in a province, they'll meet 4 or, 3 to 5, basically, normally. They have a group of more experienced brethren who normally run the show, as it were, and then encourage students who join to get involved as and when. But they have to be built. I think the main difference is they have to be built with the knowledge that students will come and go. And they can't rely on them being the future of that lodge. And I see lodges as university lodges as a great initiative for UGLE, not necessarily that lodge or province, because as you said, with migration, they'll end up going somewhere else, probably. Very few university students go to university where they live. Mm. So they end up joining and then going to another lodge is the point. So basically, the scheme, I think, and a lodge like that facilitates that possibility. Mm-hmm. Whereas in a normal lodge, that's just not workable.
I think on the back of that point, in a traditional, so to say, traditional lodge, you'll join, you'll go through your 3 degrees, you'll start on the progression ladder, which, again, for the non-Masons listening, that is when you start going through the offices of the lodge, building up to being the worshipful master after 5 to 10 years. In a university scheme lodge, most of the new initiates are not going to be in that lodge for 10 years.
Mm.
And so we're much more flexible in saying, okay, well, why don't you be junior deacon this year for a year? Why don't you be inner guard for a year? Why don't you try out the assistant secretary's role, or maybe even assist the treasurer for a year, or partner with the almoner, it's not quite such a linear progression. For those that are going to stick around for a while, maybe they live in the town, maybe they're...
They're not students, they're alumni or staff of the academic institution.
They're the guys that tend to be more suited to going through all of the offices traditionally. And in my university scheme lodge, we have one brother who's a member of staff at the university. And next year, he will become the worshipful master of the lodge. And that will be our first master who joined the lodge as an initiate.
Well,
so that will be a big moment
for
us.
We recently had that for the University Lodge of Staffordshire. Our current master was our very first initiate who was initiated at the consecration meeting.
But I think another thing, you talked about cost, Stephen. That's super important because students don't have typically a lot of money. And we've really tried to think about how we conduct things like the festive board.
Absolutely.
Asking sometimes those questions of, do we need to have a three-course sit-down meal that includes wine? Absolutely not. Let's get pizza in. Let's go get some fish and chips. Let's do bangers and mash with, you know, a trifle for dessert. And just don't include wine.
Bring those costs down. Or have a stand-up sharing meal. I think it's also a place of almost safety to try out new things. Well, like I said, there are set things that are different about it, but I think a very big part of it is the mindset that in most university lodges, you'll find that everyone there has a very similar way of thinking about a yes-if approach. It's a very yes-if initiative to say, let's give this a try, let's give that a try, see if it works. And ultimately, that's the way forward, and most especially with students, I think.
Have you both been enjoying the day so far?
Well, aside from putting up with someone to my right here,
excuse me, what have I done this time?
No, I'm joking. You've been very helpful today, actually. I would have struggled with
equipment and all sorts of things. I've really enjoyed it. I think it's always good, no matter how experienced you are in Freemasonry, to come and have a refresh of some of these key things and these key initiatives. And I would encourage everybody out there who, no matter how experienced you think you are, to reread some of the strategies and guidance that have come out of the conference, because they are refreshing.
Well, and I think certainly being, whilst you can absolutely glean a lot of information from this, I think even better than that is on the day, the interaction with everyone here from all over the country.
It's
so nice to be... It's so nice to be together talking about how it works in Liverpool and how it works in Portsmouth and Durham and Met, you know, and how where the similarities are, where the differences are, and just in general, socializing with such a, which is what Freemasonry is all about, right? Meeting people from that you otherwise wouldn't, from all over the place, and sharing common values.
Absolutely. I did a presentation on the members pathway, in particular the attract hub of the members pathway. And if you haven't the foggiest idea of what I'm talking about, then either A, listen to our one of our two members pathway episodes that we've had on Craftcast so far, or go and read the members pathway. Why you haven't already is unknown to me, but I would strongly recommend that you do so. And we had a really good discussion actually about how university scheme lodges can attract new members into their lodges. It was great, really enjoyable. And it, picking up on your point, Stephen, hearing how it's done in different areas and, you know, how each area that has this challenge has to do things slightly differently because of the challenges that they face in that particular area or at that particular university is really interesting.
I think I felt a great sense of community today amongst the university lodges and all the brethren that have come along.
Yeah.
And indeed with the women's lodges as well, who have come along and to
now, Stephen,
contribute and to learn.
Yeah, I was in a meeting, so I couldn't see. But I understand that you presented with none other than
my mother,
your mother,
very worshipful brother, mum.
Yes,
very indeed. Worshipful brother, mum. Would you like to tell listeners what you were presenting about?
You said that you spoke about attract. We spoke about the whole attraction and engagement process as a continuous process specific to university lodges. And we discussed all the things that go into that. So freshers fairs, how they're conducted, a way to attract students, so that they're comfortable and that they enjoy the process. And of course, following on from that, how you keep them engaged once they're interested in Freemasonry, how you make sure that we have things in place for them to do and enjoy and get involved with as well. And so there was a big theme of involve me and I'll understand, that, you know, if you get me involved, I'll enjoy it and I'll get it. Mm. And so that was the theme of the whole talk. But as you know, the latter part of that, the second half of it, was the launch of something I've already mentioned on this podcast, but something that I've worked quite a lot on and hold dear to my heart, really, is the University Society Support Network, which was officially launched about half an hour ago.
There we go.
Finally, yeah.
I thought I heard some RAF jets going on there.
Yeah, the red arrows. Just
the red arrows, yeah. I thought I heard that, yeah.
So the University Society Support Network, for those listening, brand new, it'll be fresh to everybody listening to this. But just to clarify, and I'd love you to go into this, Stephen, this is not about adding an additional layer of complexity to the scheme.
Absolutely.
This is about getting a student society within a student union in a university set up for people who are not necessarily want to be Freemasons, but are interested in the subject of Freemasonry.
Absolutely.
And why is that important as a way to lead into the scheme?
Well, I think it at the heart of it, Freemasonry is about being interested in Freemasonry. When you join, it's not, oh, let's see what we can do to get someone to join. It's every person joins because they have their own reasons and because they feel that that is right for them. Yeah. And we don't want someone to join if it doesn't feel right to them. Mm. So at the core of it, at the core of all attraction, it's trying to make it accessible and make it known essentially what it's all about and you know why they might want to be involved.
Yeah.
And so, you know, student societies, for example, range across all sorts of different things, from, you know, tiddlywinks or, you know, to football, to chess, to religious groups, to, you know, all sorts of different areas. And all of those are based in an interest in something, which is exactly what a Freemasonry society is. So you can have people who are not in UGLE, for example, mm. who assign themselves a different gender, who want to go to the Women's Grand Lodge if they do, or they're simply just interested in Freemasonry.
I think it's a really crucial point as well that this has to come from the students, and you've produced Absolutely. Some amazing supporting packets and content about constitutional help and roles and responsibilities for different members of the committee of the society. Yep. Because one of the things that some university lodges do really struggle with is how do we actually get into the university? Not as in as a recruitment tool, but just so they know about Freemasonry, yep. just so they know about us as a lodge in the area. And this is a really good way, I think, to use the existing structures of student unions to raise that profile of Masonry.
Well, the tagline, as it were, of the University Society Support Network is empowering student Freemasonry. Mm. You know, that is the core of why it's set up. And we've, as you said, it's not some extra layer of management or anything like that. It's a support network for students, for lodges to support their students, and therefore ultimately enable them and, as I say, empower them to make the most of their university experience with Freemasonry. And, you know, as you say, that ranges across all different initiatives that we're doing. Mm-hmm. But one of them being, you mentioned some of the resource pack, some of the documents that we're producing to make all of the work that it takes to run these things nice and simple, so it's not difficult. And to, as we said, a sense of community today, that's exactly what it is. It's a support network, a community where we'll learn things as well.
Yeah.
As an organization, we'll learn what works here and what works there, and then we can, it's a central hub essentially for all this information mm-hmm. and all these ideas that can be then sort of taken in, gone through and gone analyzed, and then gone out as advice to the whole of the university scheme.
Well, I have to commend you actually, because having attended a lot of the sessions today, all of which have been absolutely brilliant, I have to say, I've heard several people in the interval between your session and us coming in here to record this say, that was the best session I've attended today.
Ah, well, that's
and I'm not
sweet.
Just saying that. I'm being sincerely yes, honest.
Thank you.
You were a very good presenter, and I think do look up the University Society Support Network if you are looking to set up a society in an SU, or if you are a lodge that's having some difficulty perhaps in connecting with the university, because I think it will provide some great tools to support that.
Well, we, whilst it is a university scheme initiative, will help any lodge that, mm-hmm. that wants to. So, I mean, what we do is not just Freemasonry societies, but to support the attraction engagement process with students. So, you know, if lodges need any assistance with that, they can email ussn@universitiesscheme.com.
Thank you, Stephen. We've obviously sat here and we're praising the conference so far, but we thought it would be a nice idea if you didn't just take our word for it. Mm. So our intrepid journalist / co-host, James Dalton, has gone around asking some others about their thoughts on the conference so far.
Here it is. Okay, so I am here with...
Will.
Hey, Will, how's your day going at the conference so far?
Really enjoying it. It's great to meet so many Masons, especially as a new one myself. Really enjoying it, yeah.
And which lodge are you from?
Loughborough Science and Art.
And when did you join?
November of 2023, so very new. Very, very new.
Very, very new. So are you an entered apprentice still at the moment, or have you been through your second?
I've been through my second, so I'm fellow craft. Only last meeting I was, you know, sort of passed.
Well, congratulations. Have you learned anything new during the conference today?
Yeah, a bit more about how the university scheme works, especially with transfers. So I'll be leaving uni soon, and it's good to know that there are systems in place for when I move and do my masters and things like that. It's really interesting to learn.
And if I can ask, what was it that made you want to become a Freemason? I always find that a real fascinating thing to ask people.
So my uncle was a Freemason, and when I was about 17, I'd sort of started asking him, do you know, what is it? And he'd sort of fobbed me off for a few years and not really told me. And then after a few asks, he sort of knew I was serious, and then told me to get in touch with my local lodge and that sort of thing.
And you think, do you think it was a good decision that you took the step to become a Mason?
Yeah, absolutely. Just from feeling more included, especially in local life at university, and just meeting similar like-minded people, that kind of thing, yeah.
And what are you studying? I'm fascinated. What are you studying? What year are you in at university?
Doing theoretical physics at the moment. And then I'm in third year, hopefully going to do a master's down in Exeter in environmental science and renewable energy.
So actually, the session that we just had on migration from one university lodge to another, that's going to be really helpful on your journey, I think.
Absolutely. I've yet to speak to them, but so I'm going to be in the Penryn campus. I'm yet to speak to the Cornwall side of things, but I've seen them here and, you know, getting in contact with them, and I know they have the system in place. We do. Just talking between them will help, definitely, massively, yeah.
Well, Will, thanks so much for talking to us. Have a great rest of the conference, and hopefully we'll see you in a lodge in Cornwall at some point in the near future.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So I am here now with...
Sean Phillips.
And Sean, you and I know each other because, of course, we're in the same university scheme lodge in Warwickshire. You are the current master of...
A Collegiate Lodge number 9,943.
How have you found the conference so far today?
It's been really, really interesting. There's a huge amount of stuff that we can take away, particularly about how I think like Blues Clubs, Union Masons Clubs can work together with university scheme lodges, and how we can really focus on making sure we can retain members as they go through their Masonic journey with us.
One of the things I found really interesting was when we had the session before lunch on the migration strategy and moving people when they inevitably graduate or move on to go back to a different country or whatever, how we manage that process to make sure that they don't leave Freemasonry and stay an active part of it. I know that in Collegiate Lodge we have a lot of that with international students as well. What did you take away from that session?
I think that's really, really key that we make sure we engage with the pathways, both the members' pathway and the migration scheme, so that students feel they're looked after on any point on their Masonic journey, even when they're moving. And for secretaries and lodge mentors and membership officers to fill the forms in is going to be really, really crucial to retaining and attracting members.
And we know that this afternoon we've got a really interesting session by my colleague, Mr. Watley, on the new University Society Support Network, which is about setting up student societies in student unions and encouraging an interest in Freemasonry. I know that's something that you're quite interested in pursuing in the universities that Collegiate Lodge serves.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's really key for us to look at how we can engage better with the University of Warwick and Coventry University, both located in Coventry, and increase engagement with students about getting them to be more active in universities as well.
Well, the next person that I've stolen away from his lunch this afternoon is Brother Alan. Which lodge are you from, Alan?
I'm from Castle of Leicester Lodge, 7677.
And I understand a pretty recent Mason, actually. Only joined a few months ago, is that right?
That's right. I joined in November. That was when my initiation was.
What was it that attracted you to want to become a Freemason?
Well, actually, my dad was a Mason, and I'd always known about the Masons. And I used to work at the Masonic Lodge in Corby when I was 16. So I always thought I would join, but I just waited a long time to get round to it. So, yeah, it's been great so far.
And being at the University Scheme Conference, that must be quite an experience, especially as a new Mason. Have you had much chance to take anything away or learn anything from what we've done so far today?
So I work at De Montfort University. I'm head of the media school. So this is something that I feel very strongly about and that's close to my heart. I think that there are so many great ideas about how to engage students, but also how we might engage our members in general with mentoring, socializing, how we increase engagement in the lodge's activities. So yeah, there's loads to take away.
So I can imagine you're going straight back to your lodge after this and pouring ideas upon them from your time here today.
I'm raring to type a very long email to the worshipful master.
And I'm sure it'll be thankfully received and faithfully applied. Alan, thanks so much for talking to us on Craftcast.
Thanks very much.
Okay, I've pulled some more people away from their tasty lunch at the conference. Who do we have with us today?
Hi, I'm Josh Igo from Eboricum Lodge 1611.
Hello, I'm Sammy from Eboricum Lodge 1611.
Both in the same lodge? Yep. Both come down together today. How are you finding the conference so far? I'll start with you, Sammy.
I'm enjoying it very much. I'm fairly new to Masonry. I think this is my fifth month. I did my third degree at the beginning of this month.
That's quite quick, actually.
Yeah, it is. Well, our lodge is recently a university. It's recently become a university lodge, and I'm the first member. So I guess they're trying to fast track me through. So yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that we agreed to do as being part of the university scheme is ensure that every new candidate that came through that track would be fast tracked, so that they would definitely be a Master Mason before they left our lodge. Because I know that migration is an important theme that's been discussed today. We want to ensure that people are ready to migrate. So it's one of those strategies that we've got in place. I hope that you've enjoyed it so far, Sammy. And
I've had a great time, Josh.
And I'm enjoying this conference. We've driven down from York yesterday. It took about 5.5 hours because we had a slight diversion to Lincolnshire over the Humber Bridge, picking up one of our colleagues, James Steele, who's part of the university scheme. Organisers, I think, in some capacity. He's got a stall over there that is being frequented and helping other university schemes understand what it's all about. So,
have you learned anything today that you didn't know about the university scheme already?
Well, to be honest, I think we sort of arrived here blind, not knowing too much about it, so we have learned a great deal. I think one thing that I wanted to take from this conference was information about social media and how to navigate ourselves around that, and the talk on media and media management earlier today really gave me a good insight.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. It's our we've seen the light, so to speak, today. It's almost our first degree of going to conferences. This is only my second visit to anything outside of our lodge, and this is your first. We attended the Berkshire Lodge of Enlightenment last night for quadruple passing, and that was really interesting to see. It's only my second visit to a lodge, and I think it was your first, Sammy, so that was also a nice thing to see as part of this conference experience.
Yeah, I think the multiple candidate ceremonies that have been, the video's gone out, of course, from Grand Lodge. It's part of the strategy. It's part of the university scheme. We know that university scheme lodges do need to utilise those. So to almost see one firsthand and see how it can work beyond the initiation, hopefully that's giving you something to take back to your lodge as well.
I think it definitely will. It's something that we'll have to really do a lot of rehearsals for, I imagine, because they were almost word perfect yesterday. So that was something quite good to see. So I think the amount of preparation and planning that went in was, it was really well received and something that we'd have to take into account, definitely.
And Sammy, as a new member, I've got to ask you, what made you want to become a Freemason? What year are you in at uni and what are you studying?
Well, I'm second year. I'm reading PPE. At York, and the reason I got into it was my grandfather was quite involved and he suggested it, but that's pretty much it. And from the rest of it I sort of went online, did some of the stuff that they were talking about here, emailing people, finding out where to go, visiting a lodge, visiting Josh, meeting loads of people, and getting involved. And I'm staying because I enjoyed it. It's a nice escape from university life. I get to meet new people. And I'm very keen to continue.
Well, I'm here with Matthew, or Matt. Thank you so much for taking time out of your lunch to come and join us on Craftcast. Tell us which lodge you're in.
So I'm the immediate past master of Blockley Lodge, 6345. And we're the university scheme lodge for Oxford Brookes.
And how have you found the conference so far today? Have you learned anything new that you didn't already know about the university scheme or the direction that we're heading in?
I think the conference has been excellent so far. There's been some great discussions around enjoyment and engagement during meetings. The thing that I've learned that I wasn't aware of is obviously the migration scheme, which I think is a big part of what the UGLE university scheme has been working on, and I think it's going to be a fantastic step in terms of retaining our members that we bring into the university scheme and ensuring that they stay part of Freemasonry wherever they move.
The thing that shocked me when we saw the numbers on the display was that of university scheme lodges, actually the retention rate's only about 10%. And a lot of that is attributed to people moving after they graduate or moving back to their home country or their hometown. So the migration policy, the migration approach is going to be absolutely crucial to that. How are you managing that at the moment in your own province?
So within Oxfordshire and certainly within Blockley Lodge, we try and make sure that we have contact details for the student members. We make sure that we try and keep in touch with them. Some of them will inevitably resign from Blockley Lodge. They may move down to London, at which point we try and put them in touch with lodges that are in London. I think it's also important to recognise, and did sort of come up in the discussion, that for some people it might be the right time to have a few years off from Freemasonry while they find their feet in the area. We would love them to stay part of Blockley, but it may not be right for them. And it's about keeping that long-term engagement and keeping in touch with them long-term so they can come back to the lodge or the lodge secretary and say, oh, I'm back interested in Freemasonry, but I'm now in Manchester. Can you help me, put me in touch with the team in Manchester so that I can join a lodge up there?
And as a final thought, is there anything that you are going to take back from what you have seen today and try and maybe kick the bucket in your province a little bit and change anything based on the conversations you've heard?
So I think one of the really interesting things that came up in the discussion this morning about engagement and enjoyment of meetings was around white tables for the dinner or festive board after the meeting. I think it's a really great way to engage prospective candidates, get them used to and experience some of what we do, but also to give them an opportunity to make some friends so that when they come to their initiation, they know three or four, maybe even more members of the lodge, so it feels a bit less intimidating and they feel like they're joining a bunch of friends rather than this sort of group of people that they don't really know.
Matt, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Now, I am here with what I can only describe as the best dressed brother in this entire conference. Oliver, welcome to Craftcast.
Thank you very much.
Now, for those listening, which of course is many of you, there is an interesting story behind this because you've turned up dressed in a full tuxedo, looking rather secret agent, but I understand you've got something on this evening.
Yes, I do. I have a black tie professional evening this evening, so That's why.
How are you finding the university scheme conference so far?
I'm really enjoying it. It's my second conference and it's a bit different from last time. I think this time it's a lot more of a lively attitude and there's a lot more conversation going on. So I think it's really good.
And for our listeners, which university scheme lodge are you a member of?
So I am a member of Domesday Lodge number 5151, which is the university scheme lodge for Portsmouth.
And I understand that you know my colleague, what's your brother Watley, quite well because you've been working together on the new University Society Support Network, which you're launching this afternoon at the conference. Are you excited?
I am very excited. I'm very excited about it.
I've seen a draft of it. It's a lot of work that's gone into this. What are you hoping that this will bring to the university scheme to enhance the experience for the lodges and for their potential new members?
So having an interaction with a student union or trying to start a society can be quite daunting for a lot of lodges. And if you've, for example, not gone to university or it's been quite a while since you've been to university, you might not know really where to start. And so the USSN is there to provide a bit of a framework or some support for any lodges that want to enhance their interaction with universities and students.
And I've asked almost everybody this, so I'm going to ask you as well. What was it that got you to want to be a Freemason when you first joined?
So it all started when an ex-colleague of mine mentioned that he was thinking of joining. And so I went on Grand Lodge's website and everything I saw there I thought was interesting, made me want to learn more. So I just filled out an application form and then the brother I met was very interested, very keen, and I just wanted to learn more. And ever since then, it's just been a great journey.
Oliver, thank you so much for coming on the show. Good luck with the launch this afternoon. And for those listening, check out the University Society Support Network. It's available for you to look at through the university scheme on the university scheme website. You can also email ussn@universityscheme.com for more information if it's something that you are interested in. Oliver, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I can think of few more terrifying things than being doorstepped by James Dalton. I don't know about you, Stephen.
It's quite intimidating, I imagine.
There were
the
some
Michael Crick of Freemasonry.
There were some looks of terror on people's faces because I did it over the lunch break. So everyone sat there stuffing their face with pizza and sandwiches. And I just go up to them and go, do you want to be on Craftcast? Yeah, come here. Shove the microphone in their face.
I'm impressed that you asked them and you just say, right, over here, now.
But it was good. It was really good to listen to the views of the guys that have attended the conference. And I would encourage anybody in a university scheme lodge who hasn't attended today, one, to read the material, but two, next year, come along to the conference.
Well, in 2 years.
Or two years. Sorry, I should say. In 2 years, come
Absolutely.
Along to the conference.
Hmm. Yeah, and as we, some of the things we've discussed, it's been a big point today. Involvement isn't, rank isn't a prerequisite to involvement. Mm-hmm. You know, anyone can get involved with these things. So if anyone does want to sort of take part in the university scheme and currently isn't, then they should definitely get in touch and do that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Chap, should we go and get a cup of tea?
Absolutely. I could do with a...
James?
I could do with a cup of tea, absolutely.
Let's do it.
Nice. A bit like I'm in shock after my own presentation. I'm
you,
just...
you did very
need
well.
A sweet cup of tea.
I'm very sorry to have missed it.
Well, don't forget, you can contact us on Facebook and Instagram, United Grand Lodge of England. We are on X, UGLE_Grand Lodge, podcasts at ugle.org.uk. And with that, brethren, our first remote episode on location. We'll see you next time.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
Craftcast, the Freemasons podcast. The podcast is hosted by Sean Butler, Stephen Watley, and James Dalton. The producer is Marta Zandri. And the podcast is edited by Trisonic.